Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Aptusil Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parikh, Chairman and Managing Director, Aptusil Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Parikh.
Yeah, thank you. A very good afternoon, everyone. A very warm welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings call of Aptusil Limited. Along with me on this call, I am Mr. Anand Sharma, CFO and SGA, our investor relations advisor. I hope everyone got an opportunity to go through our financial results and investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as on our company's website. I hope, let me start with the global scenario. Rising inflation coupled with supply chain disruptions on account of geopolitical tensions and impacted businesses across sectors. However, world is tightening the monetary policy to beat inflation. We expect there will be moderation in inflationary environment with revisions in repo rates by RBI and a continuous increase in interest rates by FED. The silver lining is that the freight costs and input cost prices, which were on the rising trend, have moderated to some extent. We are seeing favorable tailwinds and stabilization in freight costs and softening of input prices. This shall argue well for our company to maintain healthy margins and overall improving profitability going forward. Also, I would like to highlight that the board of directors have approved the change of the name of the company to Carisil Limited or Carisil Technic Limited or Carisil Products Limited based on our preference. Approved by the Central Registration Centre, subject to all other applicable approvals. The rationale behind this move is to eliminate confusion between the company name Aptusil and brand name Carisil. Secondly, this change will increase brand recall value. Lastly, we plan to launch brand Carisil worldwide as part of our global branding initiatives. Coming to the company's performance, our company has recorded strong performance in quarter one FY 2023, recording growth of 73% YOY and 22% Q-on-Q. Domestic business has increased 117% YOY to rupees 38 crores for Q1 FY 2023, contributing 22.2% of the revenue. Company has witnessed substantial increase in demand in domestic market and expect momentum to continue. Our exports increased by 25% YOY to rupees 100 crores for Q1 FY 2023, contributing 72% of the revenue. The company has maintained decent EBITDA margin +20% range, achieved strong profitability growth of 39% YOY basis. Coming to demand scenario in domestic market, we are witnessing strong traction from domestic market for our products. Our focus is to increase our penetration in Indian market with increasing the brand visibility. The company has increased dealer network from 1,500 to 1,880, which we further plan to increase our domestic foothold by increasing dealers to 3,000 by end of FY 2023. That's doubling the dealer expansion. We have witnessed strong volume growth across all the categories for faucets, fittings, appliances and faucets. This is a result of the increased production capacity, increasing branding, promotion activity in the domestic market. Our collaboration with famous Bollywood celebrity Vaani Kapoor for branding of Carisil products enhanced the visibility and translated into favorable response for our lifestyle kitchen products. The company is going to launch several new models for India, U.S., Europe and U.K. in coming months. Coming to our contract with IKEA, we are supplying quartz kitchen sinks to IKEA for their global requirements. Our partnership with IKEA has further strengthened, with IKEA doubling their current requirements. Additional production and supply started in July 2022. This expansion of order by KEI is a testament of our commitment to meet scheduled delivery and product quality standards. We are continuously striving towards building new partnerships and tie-ups in international markets with global players. In our stainless steel category, the company is manufacturing stainless steel sinks using PVD technology, which allows the company to penetrate metallic finish like gold, rose gold, etc. The company sells buoyant demand for sinks distributed tie-ups. We exported sinks to Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, and also we're going to start exports to Gruyere, Germany. Coming to our capacity expansion, our company has completed capacity expansion of 160,000 units of forged kitchen sinks, and commercial production commenced from 28 June 2022 onwards. With this capacity addition, now our manufacturing capacity stands at landmark of 1 million sinks per annum. This additional capacity shall enable us to serve demand from domestic as well as international markets. We are doubling our industrial capacity from 90,000 sinks to 180,000 sinks, and commercial production is expected to commence by end of October 2022. The company is doing strong demand for faucets, and hence the company is starting an assembly line for kitchen faucets manufacturing with capex of 5 crore with a capacity of 100,000 pieces per year. The project is expected to be completed by end of December 2022. The company pays utmost importance to our environment and believes sustainability is a cornerstone of any business. With that belief, I would proudly announce that our company has developed green sinks, which is made from organic material such as spinach, beetroot, and charcoal. We have filed a worldwide patent for this green sink technology. Actually, we will be the first company in the world to launch green sink made out of bio-green quartz. The company is committed for green energy and has decided to go for renewable energy resource of solar power. The board of directors approved 3 megawatt solar power plant to be set up in Bhavnagar, Gujarat for captive use. This is in addition to the existing 0.44 megawatt solar power plant. To conclude, our export order book continues to be at normal level with sustained uptake in demand of our products. However, export sales may witness some moderation in quarter 2 FY23 going to macro challenges and revenge travel trends, including the geopolitical situation. On a full year basis, the company will continue to witness a good, healthy growth overall business. We already are growth trajectory and aggressively building brands through innovation, adopting differentiated technology. We have vast and diversified product range with continued innovation and development. With our recent acquisition, additional capacity of the quartz sink and steel sink enhanced focus on domestic market, we are confident of maintaining growth momentum in the business. Our endeavor is to make Accusil an undisputed leader in lifestyle kitchen products and conquer new geographies. Now I would like to hand over the line to Mr. Anand Sharma, our CFO, to update you on the financial performance of the company. Anand Sharma.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me take you through the consolidated financial performance of the company. Quarter 1 FY23 performance. Sales volume for quarter sink stood at 170,035 units, stainless steel sink 28,608 units, kitchen appliance and others stood 12,192 units in quarter 1 FY23. Total income stood at 171.3 crore for quarter 1 23 as compared to 99.3 crore in quarter 1 FY22, recording a robust growth of 73% on YoY, and for quarter 4 it stood at 141 crore, a growth of 22%. This growth was on account of strong demand from both domestic and export market, along with consolidation of newly acquired operating subsidiary Silmar Technology Limited. EBITDA of the company for quarter 1 FY22 stood at 34.4 crore as compared to 23.5 crore in quarter 1 FY22, recording a growth of 46%. And margin for quarter 4 FY22 stood at 31.3 crore, a quarter on quarter growth of 10%. EBITDA margin for quarter 1 FY23 stood at 20.1% as compared to 23.7% in corresponding Q1 FY22. In quarter Margin in core business continued to remain at similar level as compared to quarter 4 FY22. However, blended margin appear lower on account of consolidation of Silmar Technology Limited, which has lower operating margins. Profit after tax and minority interest stood at 18.7 crore in Q1 FY23 as compared to 13.5 crore of Q1 FY22, recording a growth of 39% year on year. And it stood at 16.5 crore for quarter 4 FY22, recording growth of 14% quarter on quarter. Now we will open this call for questions. Over to operator.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We'd also like to request the participants to please limit your questions up to two. Should you have a follow-up question, we request you to please rejoin the queue. The first question is from the line of Keval Asher from DSP Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations, Chirakpa and team, for good set of numbers. So just few questions. So first is to understand, what is the size of opportunity for QuartzSync in the Indian market?
Yeah, so what we had, the last data which we had got and with Deloitte was our partner into trying to get this research report done, and we have seen that the total kitchen sink sold in the organized sector, which we our category is, that is about that is the total sink market is about 5 million sinks. You're talking about the premium market where our opportunity lies is about 30% of that. So we're talking about 1.5 million sink premium product line. And against that, I think we are doing the quantity at about 120,000 numbers approximately a year. So I think we have just crashed about 10% of the market share.
Got it, sir. Got it. Another thing wanted to understand is that, sir, few players are doing a capex specifically in Morbi for quartz sink manufacturing. Now, since we have got the shock technology, how does Aplis's product stand apart from those players?
So, sorry to just to understand what which players you are talking. India, you are talking.
India. So, in Morbi, few players are setting up quartz sink manufacturing capacity. Not in a larger scale, but in a smaller scale. But since you have got the shock technology, how does your product stand apart from theirs?
You know, so these are not news for us. This has been happening in the last 20 years. Morbi is doing two up, two down, two up, two down. So this has been going on as part of, they will try doing it. And we have to continue with what we are doing. I think we are very, as far as our technology is very different, our brand positioning is very different. We are very high quality manufacturing. So I think, you know, we are positioned our brand and our products in a very different segment. Morbi can, we have seen, and we have, I'm not saying, I'm no right to say about, talk about comparative thing, but whatever our customers have said, that they want their fingers. So, yeah, so I would say good luck to them. Let them keep on trying.
Got it. And last question from my side, that we are seeing an energy crisis in Europe right now. So, Chirakpa, are you witnessing the manufacturers in Europe in trouble right now, and is the order book shifting to you? Any opportunity in that side for us?
What a great question, isn't it? You just hit the iron right there. So, yeah, so this is exactly what is happening. We have witnessing the traction in our business, and as you know that globally the geopolitical situation, inflation. So I think the most of the opportunity lies by grabbing market share of your competitors. And I think what exactly is going to happen is that whatever the, and I was just in Europe the whole of last month, what we have witnessed is that there is high energy costs. There's also issues of labor and the oil prices. And they would not be, it seems that they would do sustained at the current price levels. And so we definitely look more traction coming towards us. So we see a large opportunity moving forward.
Okay, got it. Thanks a lot and all the best for the companies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinayak Mohta from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good evening. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. The first question I had was regarding, you know, what kind of traction have you been seeing in the US and the European market with regards to, you know, on the demand side? While you clarified that the supply side is looking quite strong, given us there's a shift on the sink front to you, the orders and all have been flowing. How is the demand looking like up there? Have you seen a slowdown or something? Yeah.
So I would say, as far as I can only talk about my category. Overall, yes, there is a very challenging situation for companies, not just across the world. But I think, you know, for us, if you see the quarter one, we also had a challenging quarter one. I think we did quite well than what we thought. So I think the unprecedented circumstances at this point of revenge travel, in inflation, geopolitics. So I think it is there. It has overall impacted the industry. But as far as our secondary sales, what we have heard from our counterparts in UK, Europe, and US, like, they're quite good. They are quite strong. The inventory levels definitely are high. I think most of the companies will be able to try to see that this inventory levels go down. And so we believe that this is going to be short-lived. People are already coming over from this war. Nobody talks about it anymore. I think we're going to overcome it very soon. I think it's part of the process, isn't it, when you have such kind of inflation. So I think it is part of the game, but we have not been massively impacted as far as the secondary sales are concerned. That's still strong. But yes, the inventory levels to every organization is a concern. So they will, based on the unprecedented travel, and yeah, the demand, may go a little bit here and there, slow for maybe temporarily. But overall, I think we are looking at a strong year.
Understood. The second question is, so on the IKEA ramp-up front, are you looking at the ramp-up happening instantly, or will it be building up over the next 1 year, or what timeline do you have? And further, you also had last quarter mentioned that you were going to sit down with IKEA for a new product offering which they had in store for you. So any update on that front?
What was the last question? I didn't get that.
So last quarter, you had mentioned that you were going to sit down with IKEA. You know, they have a new product which you might be developing for them, manufacturing for them. So any update on that front?
Yeah, so I can just touch you on the IKEA basis. I think we are happy that IKEA has recognized one of the key suppliers to them. They have great confidence. They also got an award on the supply award. Based on that confidence, they have doubled it. The business with IKEA, I think, started for quarter three. As soon as quarter three, we also have new models which they plan to develop in quarter three, which will get impact in quarter four. I think overall IKEA business looks very nice. We are also looking, I think I said in the last quarter, there is an opportunity for stainless steel sinks and faucets. So the first part of the stainless steel sink audit has taken place. We already gone through it. The IKEA team is coming end of the month for the final commercial negotiation. So we believe that the stainless steel project will take off in IKEA very soon.
Understood. And one last question. Are you still...
The operator, Mr. Mohta, may be requested to please rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranav Mehta from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking the question. Sir, I wanted to understand on how the renovation demand in the global market is panning out, because that is one thing which is actually going to lead to a lot of replacement of steel sinks by the quad zinc. So if you can throw some light on the key markets, where the renovation, what kind of renovation demand you are seeing there. And the other thing being the new acquisition, as you mentioned that you will be able to cross-sell a lot of other products as well. So I think you are also now moving into a kind of countertop products via the U.K. acquisition. So if you can throw some light on how the demand for that product is shaping up, that could be quite good. Thank you.
See, we need to understand this year and next year, there's going to be unprecedented travel across the world. And it's not just our company, but any company in the world will witness a little bit softening quarters. This, I think, going to be a seasonal quarters this year and next year because of the people have been locked up and they need to travel. And I think fair enough. As far as the remodeling trend is concerned, nothing has changed. I think the remodeling of the kitchen is still less than 5 years in Europe, U.K. and in the U.S. I think that's a notch change. The people are delaying the project or remodeling because of the travel. That's a secondary thing. I would not relate it. That's part of the regular business. So once they are back from the travel, they soon they're going to start remodeling their kitchens. I think so basically coming back to that, the trend has not changed. The demand may soften it because of travel. But I think overall, and yes, there's inflation, issues which still people are delaying the project. Once the inflation comes under control, I think everything will be back on track. So I think the last U.S. data which I came across showed that they've been able to beat the inflation and the remodeling. Kitchen industry is doing well. The last part was on the remodeling. Is it okay? Or any other question?
Sir, it was on cross-selling of from the U.K. subsidiary. Yeah.
Yeah, the cross-selling. So I think we have already started their process. The opportunities are there. Some we have closed it also, and you'll see that outcome coming. The benefits of cross-selling very soon in quarter three, quarter four. As far as the worktop business we acquired is concerned, it's doing very well. We actually beat the forecast in quarter one because it does not do the kitchen, it does bathroom and does for the yachts, all the luxury yachts across the world. So we have able to beat the forecast of the quarter one that the Silma technology, Tickford already is doing quite well. Yeah. And we'll see at the right time when we want to do the backward integration for that.
And sir, a related question to this, will you be scaling up the U.K. operations only for this, or you will get a good field of operations for EU as well via this acquisition? So you're focusing only on U.K. as of now, or rest of EU as well?
No, this acquisition is just for the U.K. market. Yeah, as of now. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Gajiwala from YES Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for taking up my question. So firstly, in the opening remarks, you mentioned that you'll start the exports to Grohe, Germany. So could you quantify, is it a new order or from the existing we have got anything?
I'm not, it didn't come again, please. It's a little bit slow and loud.
Yeah, sir, in the opening remarks, you stated about that we have started exports to Grohe, Germany. Is this a new order or is it some existing business that we already have?
No, so that's a complete new business on the PVD. Yeah. So it's over and above what the current business.
Okay, sir. And sir, you mentioned quite a few times that in the Q2, there might be some delay or something like that. But on our full year guidance or whatever the capacity utilization that we are targeting, is there any delay or we are still on track to achieve what we have committed?
I think as of now, like I said, we are on track. We are looking at a great year. Some seasonal quarters, months can come. But that's all right. And the whole world is going through that. But overall, I think we're looking at a good year.
Okay. Thank you, Fatih.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kothari from Alpha Equity. And before we move to the next question, we remind the participants to please limit their questions up to two. Mr. Rajesh Kothari, please go ahead.
Hey, hi, this is Rajesh here from Alpha Equity Advisors. Sir, you know, your first comment, I don't know, to clarify, you know, you said India market size is 5 million, within that premium market size is 1.5 million, and currently you sell roughly about 1,20,000, whether I heard it right?
Yes.
But if I look at the FY22, the volumes what you are mentioning over there is 6,50,000, so I'm getting slightly confused.
That is including exports. Yeah.
Okay. Understood. Understood. So out of 6 lakh,
I can tell you the quarter one last year was this year. Quarter one. I'll just quickly tell you the quantities.
Okay. Can I put a second question?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Perfect. Sir, in you know, you did recently the you know, acquisition from the distribution perspective. So, can you give some more color that how this basically is? What are the plans over here, and what is the need for such an acquisition?
Can you come again? I really did not understand the question. Sorry.
My question is, you know, can you please explain the... Hello.
Yeah. Can you speak a little slow and loud, please?
Yeah. So my second question is, can you please give rationale for this acquisition, how this acquisition can be useful to you, you know, from the long-term perspective?
You're talking about the UK acquisition?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have, so the worktop business is an integral part of the thing, and we have been identified as a most important category, and I think it is going to be one of our very strong growth verticals. So we would be entering into this space by way of distribution and then finally backward integrating it to our business.
Okay. So what are the plans over here, you know, how you basically, you know, can you give some little bit more, you know, rationale towards it, or maybe we can take it offline.
What has happened is that all our things are getting integrated to the worktop business. So if we are able to integrate the worktop business in our business, then we will be able to get a strong penetration in the market. We'll be able to control the channels more strongly, and once we are able to do this in UK, we plan to take this slowly, gradually in the US. We plan to do it in India, and then we're going to plan to take it across the world. I think once we have kind of got a sizable business to about $100 million, then we would be able to looking at doing a backward integration for manufacturing. So I think which will then help us to create a large scalability opportunity and a huge market penetration to the channels where we are not present. Yeah.
Great.
Just to give you the quality you asked for the domestic quartz in business, so currently quarter one, 23, we sold 33,420 swing versus last year corresponding 16,094. So it's more than double.
Yeah, so we are going at 130,000 swing annual rate, where last year we did was around 65,000.
Almost perfect.
We're going at double capacity. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirmal Bank Manish Oswal from Nirmal Bank Securities. Please go ahead.
Opportunity. Most of the question already answered. Only one question on the margin side. Sir, during this quarter, because of the consolidation, the margin for the quarter declined quarter to quarter. So for the acquired entity, where do you see the margin and overall blended margin outlook for the rest of the financial year, sir?
So like I said in my statement, that the input costs are decreasing, the freight costs are decreasing, so definitely there will be a margin improvement, not also for the acquired company and also for the overall business moving forward.
Okay, and secondly, sir, your presentation slide number 5, you made a comment about owing to macro challenges and revenge travel trends in export market, the quarter two will be moderate. So I could not understand revenge travel trends impacting the demand, sir. Can you explain that thing, sir?
Yeah, so this is obviously we are witnessing, not us, the world is facing a challenge right now because on the overall home improvement sector, because the world is unprecedented travel at this point of time. This is revenge travel. Everybody, you were like Europe has a 3-week vacation, US has a long weekend, UK has 3 vacation. So I think because of the last year, 2 years COVID, nobody has traveled. So I think people are taking a break, and which is, and a break should be there, you know. So I think we all have passed through very tough times. And so I think, you know, temporarily for a few months, quarter, the demand may soften because till the consumers, you know, go back to their homes.
Okay. And the commentary around like recession scenario in US and challenge in UK market, are you seeing a demand tapering on those markets, sir?
So I again trying to say that this is all a very seasonal business at this point because of the unprecedented travel. The demand is going nowhere. Secondary sales are still very strong. The overall business is very strong. The funnel business also is still very strong. It is just that temporarily you may see a few months softening because of the absence of consumers out of their homes, out of their markets. Once they are back in, Christmas season is going to kick in. People are going to be in the festive mood. The inflation is gradually tapering. The geopolitical situation is improving. So you will see things back on track very soon.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Kothari from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So could you please outline, just from your understanding, like what could be the volume growth we could see in the next 2 years in the quad and stainless steel sinks?
So we are, like we have, like we have said that we are expanding our capacities. In the past, we have been able to grow at the rate of 25 to 30% growth rate, and we expect for the next 2 years that we will. Yeah, it's our endeavor. We are not going to leave any stone unturned, and we're going to strive that we maintain our growth levels at 25 to 30% for the next 2 years' time.
And sir, we have given guidance of expanding distribution network from 1,500 to 3,000 by this year end. So, just wanted to understand, so our dealer network is actually the exclusive ones, or what is the difference between distribution network and dealer network as such?
So this is the same. I'm not talking about, I think it's the same. What has happened is that since in the last 2 years, we've been so badly bogged down with the export demand that we could not get really time to cater the Indian market. And now we see a great opportunity in India. I think Indian economic situation compared to the rest of the world is much better. We're seeing a good traction in demand in India. And I think we still have a lot to do. Like I said, we only have scratched 10% of the surface. So we are now on an expansion mode across India, pan India. And we would now like to double, looking at what we have to achieve, looking at the demand coming in. I think we have decided to double our dealer expansion capacity, double by 23 pan India.
So in the presentation you have given that you have currently 1880 dealers and 82 distributors. So just wanted to understand the difference. Distributors are the ones which are exclusive to us, or how does it go in that sense?
Distributors are kind of wholesalers. They in turn distribute to the dealers. Dealers, I mean, it's retailers. Yeah.
I'll join back in with you. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshal Sethia from AUM Fund Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, looking at the domestic demand that you highlighted, can we see that the sluggishness in the export market can be replaced by the domestic market demand?
Yes, so I think we're going to strive for that same growth, isn't it? We're not going to leave any stone unturned. Wherever the demand is strong, we're going to quickly move there. We see good traction in India. We had like 80-20% ratio last year. We're looking at a 70-30% ratio last year. It would be 65-35. Yeah, to a large extent, it will be compensated by the Indian sales.
Okay. And so when we say that there's a bit of a sluggishness in the export demand, is it in the European markets or majorly from the US markets, or is it both of them?
So I would not say sluggishness. I would say a little bit soft because of this. Most of the West are under severe travel at this point of time, and that stretches out from Europe to UK to the US because that's a holiday season for them.
Okay. So soft as in you mean it's kind of flat?
What is that?
Means flat demand in terms of volume as on YOY or Q-on-Q basis.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Sheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Just taking clarity, the 650,000 quad sing that we sold last year, in that how much will be the domestic volume, and by virtue of this dealer distribution expansion that you are seeing, is it safe to assume that the domestic business should actually, the quad sink volume should double? And similarly for stainless steel sink, I think we did about 50-60,000 units last year, if I'm not wrong, and how much was domestic units?
Yeah, so I think as far as the domestic performance, I think last year we did about 100,000 odd quad sinks, and I think this year we are already moving towards 120 to 150,000. We will be looking at on a quarter-on-quarter improvement, so it can still further go up, but I think we're looking at least 30-40% growth support sinks in India. Last year, the stainless steel sinks, the total sinks, and I think India we sold about 50,000 sinks odd, and I think this year we are going at maybe 100,000 sinks annual rate.
Yes.
So I think close to double.
Did we export any SS sink last year or?
Yeah, we did. I will just come back with the figure. So, yeah.
Okay, no problem. And another question, somewhere in the initial comments, Mr. Sharma mentioned that adjusting for that acquisition, the margins are not down. So is it that the adjusting for that acquisition, the margins in your base business, which we usually see for last 7-8 quarters, so that margin in that business stays at plus 21-22%, or is it different that we have to look at?
So I would say that we have been able to manage the margins quite well. It's our endeavor that we want to maintain the margins at this level, and looking at what I said, the impact on freight going down and other input costs level down. I mean, there is a potential to improve the margin moving forward.
So my question was, sir, the quarter which is gone by, which is reported already, adjusting for that acquisition, are the margins above 21-22%, which we are usually doing, or there is some change there?
It is why they have margin profile of around 16-17% against our margin of 23% prior to this acquisition. So with this acquisition, the blended margin will come down by 1 or 2%. But anyway, we are maintaining 20+ margin, and we are doing also to improve the margin. So going forward, margin will further improve.
So your original business margin is still 22% plus. That's the assumption, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Also, Vidyesh bhai, most of these worktops are being imported, so there'll be a benefit in the freight cost also.
Okay. So we'll see that coming now in the forthcoming quarters.
We'll see. I'm talking about specifically for the U.K. acquisition, the worktops which they import, so there would be some benefit as far as the freight is concerned. So there is a likelihood of even the acquisition margin improving.
So there should be freight cost benefit even on your exports, right? Or the exports are largely FOB?
No, largely FOB. Yeah, 90% FOB.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Mittal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead. Ayush Mittal, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead. As there is no response from the current participant, we move to the next question from the line of Nikhil Chandak from JM Family Office. Please go ahead.
Mr. Chirag. So, my question was 70% of your revenues is from exports at this point of time. If we were to further split this between Europe and U.S. as two large geographies, what would the split be? What would be the dependence on Europe and what would be the dependence on the U.S.?
Out of exports, 100%, approximately 25% is U.S. and 25% Europe.
So out of the 72% exports, the total...
So yeah. Out of 100%, this bifurcation is the 100% export, 25% US and 25% Europe.
Okay, and the balance is whatever, rest of the world or ROW basically.
See, UK and
all. All, they are the rest 40 countries.
Rest 40 countries, UK is around 15%.
Understood. See, the reason I'm wanting to get some clarity on this is, you mentioned about the next quarter being weak in, because of macro challenges, etc. But Europe as a geography could remain weak for the foreseeable future, for reasons which are beyond anybody's control, gas prices and the political mess which is on. And in that situation, you've gone and acquired, another company in the UK geography. I was just thinking, as a strategy, wouldn't it have been better to service the UK market from India itself as an exporting from India to UK rather than going ahead and setting up a further presence in UK through a local company, just given the sheer macro headwinds which the geography has at this point of time?
You see, I think there is a little bit of misunderstanding there. We need to understand that IKEA and Grohe is also part of the EU business, and that is not necessary that they are distributing the product in Europe, isn't it? Distributing across the world, but it goes to Europe. So I think that's my question one. Number two is, when you're talking about the customer expansion, market expansion, what we are doing across is mostly by new customers, and not by the same customers. Third point I would like to say, stress on it, that the input cost in Europe is getting very high, so more opportunities lie right now in trying to grab a larger market share in Europe, UK and US. So I think it's all, helping us on the contrary than what you think. As far as the UK business is concerned, it's a worktop business, so it's not something that we have it in India. This is a specialized worktop, seamless integration of things to the worktop. So this kind of technology does not exist. What, on the contrary, we plan to build is bring this technology to India and to the rest of the world, that how do you seamlessly integrate a thing to the worktop. In India, it does not work because India, we do not have any organized fabrication business. People are busy selling the tops and sinks you buy, and then one fabricator comes, some layman comes and install your sinks to the worktop, which is shabbily done. This technology does not exist in India, and we would love to bring this technology soon at the next year and try to give India and the customer the more quality product.
And the macro challenges which you talk about, is this any region specific? Like, are you seeing a different level of challenges in, say, US versus Europe, or you think both the large geographies are, you know, equally going through a soft period of time in consumer demand?
See, I am no economist here, but all I can tell you, this is all the macro challenges that's to do with geopolitical situation, has to do with travel, has to do with inflation. So who knows where it's going, but this is all temporary.
No, I'm sure of that. What I want to understand is, do you see these challenges currently in both Europe and the US, or is it more in US or more in Europe, or, you know, anything like that?
I think it's across the world, isn't it? It could be the intensity could be a little bit less or more, but I think this is across the world. I think every country at this point of time is, you know, experiencing, because the travel is worldwide, not just there. But little bit more in the EU, U.K., because of holiday season at this time. So they have not been taken holiday for last 2 years. So you'll have more impact on the Western economies than the rest of the world.
Great, great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parmod Patel from Care Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead. Mr. Patel, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Just wanted to ask one question regarding the purchase of stock in trade on the P&L, which was reported, was roughly around 62 crores in consolidated level. So was this pertaining towards the Sligo-Tickford, the trading goods?
Yeah, you're right. So it's consolidation of the Silmar with the company. The first time the consolidation is happening, that's why the comparative is high.
But sir, actually, as reported, the Sligo did the revenue of 38 crores. So how much of the trading, 34 crores, sorry. So how much trading was done for the Sligo?
So it's around 16 crore added to India.
16 crores.
Yeah.
So does the question was regarding that 62 crores was significantly high compared to our previous.
So there is an increase in the trading volume in our parent company also. On the appliances side, the volume also increased compared to corresponding last year quarter.
Okay, so appliances are also on consolidated level, sir?
Yes.
So, okay, understood. And sir, also I wanted to know the contribution of top 5 or 10 customers, if we maintain that data, and how much a percentage of top line is contributed by IKEA?
This is a confidential, due to agreement, we cannot disclose anything on the IKEA side.
Yes.
But overall, on the customer, we are not dependent on any particular customer, for the sales. It's widely spread.
I'm sorry, sir, I was not able to hear your.
I'm saying it's not concentrated sales, it's widely spread.
Okay. So particular customer, we can't bifurcate. So who is the largest customer, and what of high customer contribution?
No, it's widely spread across the country.
Okay. And sir, considering so the increase in dealer distribution channel, so have we increased our marketing spend as well in recent quarters?
So we are putting some strategic, you know, people across the zones for increasing domestic, you know, business. So yes, we'll put to build our domestic business aggressively.
So we actually plan to double our sales team by end of next year.
Okay, sir. So what is your targeted marketing spend going forward for next 2 years?
The only marketing spend is about 5%.
5%.
Of domestic sales.
Of domestic sales.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Purely advertising and marketing.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav from Ruxin Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, just one question. Could you expand a bit on the Greensync foray that you mentioned in the address? What is the rationale to get into this, and have we developed this in collaboration with a partner?
No, so we have not, first of all, collaborated with any partner. It's a self-R&D which we have done. We want to be part of this global green initiative, and most of the large companies are looking at the companies that these companies are capable to do the Greensync. They could be able to do more sustainable products, green products, and I think we have done a great job in, you know, in getting the filing this patent on this. So basically, the quartz what we use for our thing, the quartz are made of organic pigments coming from the beetroot, spinach, and charcoal. They're absolutely organic and safe. And compared to the other competitors, these things would be only 5%-10% more expensive than some have launched more than 50% more. I think it's a, you know, I think it's a, I think it's a, going to be a great recognition by the GROHE, ICA, and all the large customers. And we see this more momentum coming on the Greensync as we move forward.
So is there somebody else globally who's done a similar thing for, say, a different product, if not for sinks?
So not that I know.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abakkus AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity, and congrats on a very good set of results. So I just have a few questions on more from a bookkeeping perspective. Firstly, sir, this power plant that we are solar power plant that we are setting up, 3 MW, what would be the cost for this, and how much of savings can we achieve from this?
So, Nikhil, the cost would be around 15-16 crore, and we will get around 4 rupees per unit saving in the energy cost.
How many units would the facility be consuming? So just to get a payback, what would be the payback, sir?
Yeah, it's around 60 lakh unit per annum generation capacity.
Understood, sir. Understood. And sir, what would be our current debt levels?
Debt level?
Yeah.
180 crore. On sanction basis, utilized basis, it will be around 150 crore.
150.
150.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The next question is from the line of Aman Vij from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. First question is on the quartz side. So we have a capacity of around 2.5 lakhs per quarter now with the new production commercializing. So Q2, you have said, will be soft. So what kind of exit run rate do you think we can achieve by Q4 this year? And we are also expanding the capacity another 50,000 units. That means it will be 3 lakhs per quarter. So for Q, for FY 2024, what kind of run rate do you think we can achieve?
Yeah. So, based on the current capacity, what we are realizing, like we did 170,000 in quarter one, if we go pro rata for three quarters, it will be around 510,000 till quarter three. With the additional capacity, we could achieve around 2 lakh. So around 710,000, 720,000 could be capacity achievement with for the quarter. It's 710-730 or 740.
You're talking about 25-30%.
Yeah.
All
that. That would be the capacity for this current financial year.
For next year also, if we assume this kind of, we will still have spare capacity left, right?
Yes, yes. Right.
No, so I think, no, I would say the next year, the dynamics of the business is likely to change. I think we will be able to know more and more.
Sure, sir. Second question is on the domestic side. So you have mentioned that we were focused on exports for the last 2-3 years. So now we have now focusing on domestic market, given a little bit slowdown in exports. So in terms of demand, sir, anything that has changed over the last 2-3 years, because this kind of focus in terms of distribution, reach, all those things we are planning, it seems a big step and big change. So do you think this, you have talked about 30-40% growth we are targeting this year. So is this a secular thing? Every year we can grow at a quite high rate in domestic market going forward? And if yes, if what is changing in terms of demand, if you can talk about this?
See, there is absolutely no doubt, and I'm talking in my several speeches, I said that the quads thing is the next big thing happening. The whole flavor of quads, the quads is increasing the market share, not just in India, but across the world. Especially India is a new country to quads, so it's growing quite rapidly. So I think the more carousel is penetrated, which I think we have more than a 90% market share in India, so the more carousel is penetrating, the more visibility of the material is there, more visibility of the brand is there. I've heard people saying carousel means quad. So I think wherever they see people, carousel, they, you know, they kind of link to quads. So I think the more expansion we do, the more visibility comes out, the more awareness of the quads is there. And I think there's no doubt that, and we are quite confident that at least for the next 4 to 5 years, this kind of, you know, growth levels can take place.
Yeah, thank you. That is it from my side.
Five, I think it's already 4:30. One question. Okay.
Thank you. Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we take the last question from the line of Chintan Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead. Chintan Shah, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So I just had one question. So now as an organization, there are a lot of things. We are expanding our geographies, we are adding product line, and you know, as we move from a 500 crore company to around 1,000 crores in over the next 2-3 years, I just wanted to understand from the capabilities of organization, what are the initiatives that we are taking so that we prepare the organization for the next level of scale, whether it's in terms of people or processes or technology. If you can throw some light on that, that would be helpful.
Are you talking about the management bandwidth?
Management bandwidth in terms of other employee strength, processes, technology.
So we are building a new team under me. As you know, the Anand Sharma promoted to CEO. We also have a new vice president. We also have a new international marketing head. We also having a European sales head. We also recruiting American sales head. We're also recruiting a chief of staff position for under me. So the whole global and the Indian geography team is expanding. I'm talking about just level one. As far as the technology is concerned, we are, like I said in my last time, that we are going to spend a lot of money in the R&D. We are putting up a new R&D engineering center for upgrading the technology to improve the efficiency, to improve the quality. And as you know that we have filed a patent for green things, one of the first things which has happened. Now we have many more interesting things to come. So we kind of, you know, we are kind of building up our R&D and engineering center quite strongly. As far as the ERP system, we have started the SAP process, SAP process, which we plan to complete in the, you know, by end of the year, March, to get the whole ERP system in place. We've also kind of spin off a new product head category, which will be looking at all the sourcing, global sourcing for our all the traded products, and try to based on the we plan to launch a lot of new products for the Indian market. So I think this product head is going to look at the sourcing opportunities across the world. Anything else I'm missing out? So yeah, so this is, I think, you know, largely what we've been doing. Lastly, we have appointed Deloitte to try to take us forward, Accrasil, to the, you know, to the next level. So within the next 60 days, you will probably hear an announcement from our side that what is the next goal set of our company for the next 5 years' time, what is the strategy behind it, what are we going to do. So we are already working on this because we believe that we are quite close to 2,000 and now we have to look beyond it. So now to look beyond 1,000 is going to be the next priority for our company.
Wonderful. That's great to hear. Thank you and all the best.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, with this, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I would take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining on the call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with Strategic Growth Advisors and Investor Relations Advisors. Thank you once again. Stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Accrasil Limited, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.